Hall of Near Fame, written by Mark Katz. Since its foundation in 1981, the Hall of Near Fame annually honors those contemporary and historical figures whose names are affixed to the asterisks of history. This year's induction ceremony will be held on Monday, November 9th, in the Buzz Aldrin Auditorium of the Hall of Near Fame, located just outside Manhattan in Astoria, Queens. The Master of Ceremonies, Kitty Dukakis, is a 1992 inductee who found near fame when she came within 260 electoral votes of becoming America's first Jewish First Lady. She is also the wife of 1980 inductee Michael S. Dukakis. Depending on how many people RSVP, this year's Hall of Near Fame inductees are Emilio Baldwin. The youngest of the Baldwin brothers, Emilio inherited too few of the family's winning traits and set out to make it on his rough-hewn bad looks. Despite his deficit of appeal and talent, Emilio spent 3 seasons playing the part of Ziggy, the emotionally scarred math genius, on television's Saved by the Bell, The Bitter Years. In his ample spare time, Emilio stumps for local Democratic school board members and town council candidates in Massapequa, Long Island. Vidalia, the first and only Amish supermodel, is a woman so heart-achingly beautiful, Donald Trump would marry her without a prenup. But her modeling career came to an end almost as soon as it began, as her fervent religious belief that the camera steals one's soul was not well received in an industry so fervently soulless. The haunting sketch artist rendition of Vidalia that graced the cover of last year's Lancaster County Tourism Guide is the only tantalizing hint of a modeling career that might have been. Ramphir Bar Ishnay, the only major literary figure still writing in the long-forgotten Semitic tongue of Ugaritic. As a result, no one is certain whether his extraordinarily prolific output, 59 phone book-thick novels, is filled with deft prose or pure shit. Bar Ishnay's best-known work, entitled Shriwab Fupa Fupa, is on a topic known only to him, but believed by scholars to involve at least 2 fupas. The whereabouts of Mr. Bar Ishnay are also a mystery, as he lived as a recluse since the Ayatollah Khomeini condemned him to death in 1987, just in case there was anything heretical in his writings. Nigel Best, the older brother of ex-Beatle Pete Best, the ill-fated drummer who John, Paul, and George ousted in favor of Ringo. Liverpool legend has it that on October 22, 1960, Nigel Best was set to audition for the Beatles, but was confined to bed that day with the shingles. When Nigel sent his brother Pete, also a percussionist, to reschedule, the boy asked Pete to try out instead. And the rest, as they say, is near history. Tony Nondescript Lombardo, an otherwise successful organized crime figure of the 1940s who defied colorful characterization. At different times in his violent career, he was known as Tony Tapioca Lombardo, Tony Brown Socks Lombardo, Dishwater Tony Lombardo, and Tony Third Guy on the Right Lombardo. Astonishing Stan Rohrabacher, the second worst player on the roster of the 1962 expansion Mets. Rohrabacher was eclipsed by marvelous Marv Thornberry in his bid to be the poster boy for the most hapless team in the history of professional sports. An anemic hitter, an inadequate fielder, Rohrabacher had only good luck to blame for his slightly favorable season statistics. 7 of his total 16 hits that season left his bat accidentally as he bailed out of the batter's box for fear of being hit. Marvelous Marv versus Astonishing Stan. Thornberry, average 167. Rohrabacher, 202. RBIs, Thornberry, 6. Rohrabacher, 9. Home runs, Thornberry, none. Rohrabacher, none. Errors, Thornberry, 23. Rohrabacher, 21. Vladimir Babushkin, A little noted behavioral scientist, often chastised by peers, including many strongly worded rebukes from his mentor, Dr. Ivan Pavlov, for his sloppy lab techniques. In his one and only published study, he chronicled the Babushkin effect, the phenomenon of his tendency to salivate whenever his dogs barked, and by doing so, proved nothing of any scientific significance whatsoever. The Earl of Witherspoon, an 11th century English baron who, according to lore, grew hungry during a marathon session of cribbage, but did not want the disruption of a sit-down meal. Instead, he made this odd request to his servants: place a single piece of bread between two thick slices of roasted meats, slathering each on the exposed outside with condiments and garnish. The result they brought him was such an unwieldy mess, it quickly rendered the playing cards unusable. The experiment was immediately stopped and never spoken of again. 3 centuries later, a nobleman residing in the same manor unearthed the original notebook sketches, inversed the design, and became the namesake for one of the world's most enduring and best-loved lunches. Mediocrities. Ancient Greek philosopher credited with inventing the process of procrastination as well as the mathematic principle of rounding off. As a youth, he declined an invitation to become a disciple of Socrates, choosing instead to become his nookschlepper. Like many of the ancients, what we know about mediocrities survives only in fragments. His name appears but once in the Socratic dialogues, when, in response to a question about the nature of truth, he replied, "Let me get back to you on that one, Socrates." In the wake of tribunals that followed the trial of Socrates, Mediocrates was indicted for his astonishing lack of accomplishment and sentenced to death by his own hand. Intrigued by the notion of becoming a martyr for procrastination, Mediocrates spoke of suicide often, only to die decades later of complications following a broken hip.